99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Made it through the first full week of, like,
quarantine,
I guess. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, we're still here. We're still doing a show. And we'll continue to do so as long as it's safe. So that's, you know, that is what it is. Did you hear any of the storm last night?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Not too bad here in the actual Louisville metro. I don't have any word on how it was like in southern Indiana. I know southern Indiana was supposed to be a little bit more intense than it was here. So, yeah, 71 right now. By tomorrow, it's supposed to be in the mid-30s. So, yeah, that's exciting.
What the heck?
Yeah.
It's spring now. We're supposed to be done with that.
It is. You're right. You're right. So, did you see that Indiana schools, both public and private, are now out until May 1st?
Yes.
At least May 1st.
And I know JCPS had a meeting last night.
They had a meeting last night. There is going to be a press conference this morning. So, probably assuming something similar, I guess. But anyways, I don't want to speculate. That'll announcement will be coming, I would imagine, today with a press conference there. So, yeah. So today we will at least do a few things that are familiar for you here on the show. We'll try to do a You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I will sling some dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one to crack loses. You hold the trophy today?
I do. I want to hold on to it.
She does.
I've got some, I think, some aces in my pocket.
Yeah?
The rest of them, yeah.
I got a lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the delivery.
It is.
I got. That's really, I think it's got to be the delivery.
All the time. Yeah. That's, I think, the difference.
And then if you can manage to not laugh at your own joke, I think that is also a key as well.
That's the most important problem.
So we've got several setting the bar stories. We got a Florida setting the bar story finally. Like, this is the first one of the week, I want to say.
Well, I mean, unless you're going to throw in the spring breakers with that.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's where all that crazy's been happening.
Yeah. I have seen a couple memes of... yeah, let's talk about that border wall. And I have a suggestion, and it is basically, you know, the entire border between the United States and Canada, but then it just follows the Gulf of Mexico and cuts Florida right off too. So, yeah.
But you know what? It's like Florida's like the crazy drunk uncle. Do we ever really want to get rid of him fully? I can get rid of California. Florida, though, I think is fun.
Okay.
If we're going to be cutting off some states... My vote is keep Florida.
Okay.
Because they're crazy fun.
All right, noted.
Lose California.
All right, noted.
Okay.
All right, so today, yeah, a lot of stuff. And we'll just try to get through this. You know, we'll give you as much information as we can on anything that comes down during our show, you know, regarding anything COVID related or whatever. You know, I mean, there's a lot of information out there. And hopefully you're staying socially distant from... You know, people, and staying safe and keeping sanitized and washing your hands and all that stuff. And my hands are all dry. And like I've been washing my hands like crazy.
Yeah, my skin is taking a beating because of all the sanitizing and all the washing. But
yeah,
that
yeah.
just means moisturize.
Yeah, there you go.
Moisturize.
Oh, lots of moisture.
Oh, my.
All right. So setting the bar coming up here in just about 15 minutes here from right now. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, Florida makes the show from time to time, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, getting naked after you've wrecked your car, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Again, Cody had an interesting response to getting in this accident.
Was it on fire? Were his clothes on fire that he needed to take them off?
All right, so setting the scene, Cody Hicks, driving erratically, crashed into a vehicle. There was a couple females inside the vehicle.
Oh.
After the crash, Cody took off his pants and paid himself some attention while sticking his tongue out at the two women.
That's an interesting way to get attention.
Then he solicited the women.
Okay. Okay. Wow. So I guess that was his way of making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, maybe he's like, maybe they'll forgive me.
For hitting their car?
Yeah, if I show them my moves and I seduce them with my sexy ways.
Okay.
It didn't work. He was arrested and charged with lewd and, what is it? Lascivious?
Something like that.
Yeah, exhibition.
Lewd behavior.
Yeah, lewd behavior. So there you go.
How are you not playing I'm Sexy and I Know It right now?
Because I don't have it on a button like
okay.
this.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, Cody, setting the bar.
I'm taking it that they didn't take him up on his advances.
They did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so, a bummer.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without
the ego.
Getting into an accident and then deciding, I am going to strip naked.
Because these ladies are hot.
Then you're doing okay.
Okay.
It's not what we do, Cody.
Yeah, no. Wow.
There you go.
That is an interesting follow-up of events.
Okay. And it always is.
Did he helicopter? What's happening?
I don't know.
I'm trying to picture,
trying to picture it, right. There you go. That is Setting the Bar. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, The Weeknd. His new album is out now. Entirely his own. No features or anything like that.
No guests.
Yeah, no guests on the album, just him. And he said he's got a special message for everyone impacted by the coronavirus pandemic from the album. He said his album release, let the music heal us all during these dark times.
That's great. Can it?
Can it reduce a fever?
Can it kill a virus? I get it. It's like you said, let it lift your spirits.
Sure.
It's not physically going to heal you.
I can't imagine it would.
No. That would be wonderful. If we could just turn on a song and poof, be healthy.
There you go.
Yes.
Take two The Weeknd's albums. And
call me in the morning.
Call me in the morning.
Yeah.
All right.
It's sweet, though. It's kind of like when there's a whole bunch of celebrities like Gal Gadot got all these celebrities together and
sung Imagine.
Mm-hmm. And posted up there. She's trying to lift spirits. And then everybody was just like, yeah, that's great. How sweet. You guys are going to be just fine writing this out in your mansions with all your money. And the rest of us lost our jobs. Can you not sing and just send us a bunch of money? That would help. Just send money.
I did see the other version of that. Barstool Sports had done a version that was just guys singing in the shower.
Ah.
And
that's fun.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Well, there is another casualty in the whole COVID-19 fallout. And that's the Pussycat Dolls spring comeback tour has now had to be postponed and
moved to the fall. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't get your fill of Pussycat Dolls yet.
No.
What was going
to be a glorious reunion here in the spring has now been postponed to October, November. And even with that postponement, I worry, will it even happen?
Mm.
I have confidence in like the Kentucky Derby taking place in the fall?
Sure. Are you worried about the ticket sales?
I'm just worried. Well, it all.
Okay.
I'm just worried that.
Listen, Nicole grew up here.
No, I know.
We should support Nicole. She's living her best life on the Masked Singer right now.
She's like the only one.
One of the best.
I feel like she's the only one who's kind of blossomed from that group.
She was the group.
And okay.
If there's anything we know from the behind the scenes kind of stuff is like she was the main singer.
So, again,
other girls kind of danced behind her.
I kind of think that maybe there will be some discussions internally.
Well, I feel like the other girls, with the lack of their success as solo artists, have figured out, all right, I'm just going to swallow my humble pill, realize Nicole's the star. We'll just back her up again. Let's go make some more money on tour. I feel like that's probably the state of where they are right now.
Maybe.
I'm just going to be real about it.
All right. So anyways, that is the latest that has come out after, you know, everybody's trying to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Pussycat Doll Spring Comeback Tour is now put on hold until the fall, October, November.
Wow. It's really important information to pass along.
We can only hope. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know there's no sports on, but that doesn't mean we can't still do sports! So they've finally released the final men's basketball poll for the 2019-2020 season.
Oh, great.
The season that was cut short.
All right.
Due
to
the outbreak.
Speculating how they think it might have turned out?
Of the pandemic? No, they just cut it off where they left it.
Oh.
So the final poll of the AP Top 25 puts Kansas at number one, puts Kentucky, UK, at number eight in the country, and Louisville at number 14. So that's the final rankings of the 2019-2020 men's basketball season.
That's where
it's going to be.
Okay,
yep.
So
UK is 8, Louisville is 14, and
do we give Kansas a trophy? Are we giving them a trophy?
I don't know if they get a national championship trophy or not. But all I say is that Louisville didn't have the opportunity to show that they were going to win the NCAA tournament and therefore the national championship. So I say just raise the banner. Because it would have happened.
Sure.
Go ahead and put the 2020 Men's Basketball National Championship up in the Yum Center. I mean, socially distance yourself, obviously, when you're doing it.
Of course.
But just,
All right.
Go ahead and do it.
Just, all right.
Because that would have happened.
That's what you think? Okay.
Even though I've seen the t-shirts already that said would have been 9 for UK.
So, I feel like now anyone can just print any t-shirt. Anyone can make any banner, hoist it up, because we'll never know.
Well,
so you guys can
AP
do that.
AP is saying Kansas is number one.
Whatever.
Yeah, no one cares about Kansas.
Right.
So, there you go. That's sports!
Sports!
You're up to the date. Sports Authority here. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. It's kind of cool. Burger King starting offering free kid meals in the United States.
Yeah, you get two with the purchase of an adult meal.
All right. Not too bad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
I think it starts next week.
Yeah, just some of the little things that restaurants and businesses are doing to try to just, one, help their business.
Yes. You know what? And it's kind of a catch-22 a little bit, because you have all these restaurants that are doing just like carry out and delivery, but then you have a ton of people that are kind of either being, put out of work temporarily, mm-hmm. and then kind of have to save their money as much as possible.
Right, right.
So this kind of stuff.
They don't know when it's going to get back to normal.
Exactly.
For sure.
So yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to get out there and keep supporting the businesses, but then feel like they need to really have a better handle on their own finances in not spending as much.
For sure.
This is a good way to kind of help balance that.
Yeah. And if you want to see some of the restaurants that are offering locally, like takeout and things like that. But yeah, you just get that list, WDJX.com.
Well, and keep sending us messages. I got a message sent to us with a picture of what WW Cousins is doing. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a drive-thru before, so they made a homemade drive-thru.
I love it.
I'm like plywood, and let's print out the menu, staple it on there. It's fantastic. So, I mean, people are getting really creative and genius.
You got to.
In this time right now.
Yeah.
To just come up with different ways to survive.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. You can always ask your smart speaker, ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get our podcast. You can catch up on maybe the podcast of previous shows, what you missed, all that. Because, hey, your routine's messed up right now. We get it. A lot of people working remotely. Traffic's kind of light rolling into the city right now, just because
that's kind of nice.
That's
a plus,
a benefit for sure.
Uh-huh.
Of all this telecommuting. So we understand that maybe your commute, you're not checking out the show like you normally would. So yeah, you can always just get us on the Alexa, the smart speaker at 99.7 DJX. Right there.
I mean, I'd prefer to listen later.
Right?
I have the choice.
Sure. Set at the bar, small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without wandering into an abandoned Chinese village and getting drunk on corn wine, you're doing okay.
Who is doing this?
Elephants. 14 of them, in fact.
14 elephants?
A herd.
Are getting drunk?
Broke into an abandoned village in China to look for food. Instead,
wow.
Got into some corn wine and... two of the elephants drank so much they were found passed out drunk in a nearby tea garden.
I was today years old when I learned about corn wine.
Photos were taken. The elephants were fine.
Like Arbor Mist?
They were just sleeping it off. Yeah, I don't know.
Drunk elephants.
Yeah.
Passed out in the field.
That's right.
Great. Wow.
I mean, we haven't checked out elephant mating, have we?
I feel like we have.
I don't think... we don't have it on the...
You don't have it on the button?
I don't have it on the animal mating buttons
How
board that I have.
Do you not?
I do have several. That is not one of them. Let me see real quick if this is even worth it. Do you think it is?
Well, I would imagine it could be kind of vocal.
You think it would be kind of vocal? Like
they're big animals.
All right.
And if Papa Elephant is making his move on Mama Elephant,
yeah,
he's heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's some growling.
Is that it?
Whoa.
He's just walking away.
Oh.
He doesn't look like that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, round two.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Round two.
It's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, wow.
That's a good boy.
That's a good boy?
It's a big boy.
I thought you said that's a big boy.
It's big.
It's all that, too.
It's a large
animal.
Wow. That is a lot happening.
All right.
Okay.
Dang.
Hey.
The wonders of nature.
She is backing that thing up.
Yes.
Literally.
She's like... Wow!
Whoa.
All right.
You think he's telling her to stand still? Oh, dang.
Well, that was
it. She kept backing up.
She was ready.
Hey, this is kind of difficult.
Wow. Okay.
Okay,
what was
nature.
That? Sit in a bar. Yeah, that's right. That if you can manage
nature.
To make it through the day without wandering into an abandoned Chinese village and getting drunk on corn wine,
wow.
You're doing okay.
Okay, there was a lot that just happened in that little segment.
Listen, when you're self-quarantining, you're gonna look at weird things on YouTube.
Yeah, you're gonna find stuff.
There you go. That's Set in the Bar, guys. It's Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX today, looking at a high of 75. I think we've already made it, though, because it's going to be dropping throughout the rest of the day. Lows reaching 33 by the end of the day. So,
Wow, that's aggressive for spring.
A little bit tomorrow. Sunshine, though, 49. So, there you go.
Okay, that's all right. Although it's going to feel colder because we've been used to the 70-degree weather.
Yeah, but socially distance yourself and enjoy some of the sun. Get out. Get some of that, what is it, vitamin D? Vitamin E?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. Get some of that vitamin D from the sun.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, trying to highlight, you know, local businesses helping out, stepping up in this time. Masterson's Catering, producing 9,000 meals for the elderly in Louisville.
Oh, wow.
They posted a picture up on Facebook. It's really impressive. The meals look delicious.
Yeah.
So it's just kudos to them, another local company that's kind of stepping up, filling a need when they see it. So it's just a really cool thing to see. And by the way, they catered my wedding, so I love them. They make delicious food. You ate the food. You can attest they're delicious as well. So they're in
Didn't
good,
I the call you and
hand.
Pretend like I was from Masterson's and I
you
phone
did.
Tapped you like... However long ago that was.
Yeah, you had like,
I
we
just completely
doing the
messed,
show together.
I just completely
time.
Messed up the order.
You did. Well, you said that we were having like sushi or something. It was completely wrong menu. And I was like, no, we're having buffet number 4. Listen, talk to my mother. Didn't I hand you off to my mother?
I think I after hanging for a little bit. Yeah.
There was a missing groom's cake situation going on at the same time.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
stressed out.
Yeah.
I was stressed out. But Masterson's was great. Love
that. Aw, memories.
Memories.
I don't think that call exists anywhere anymore.
No, I don't think it does. It was like before there were recorders and stuff.
I don't know. Never do. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Don't know if you saw this or not, but you know how all of these golf courses are now, they were trying to stay open. A lot of these golf courses were trying to stay open because they were like, you know what, they're...
You can socially distant on the golf course.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
It's mostly an alone sport. But some of them are still kind of shutting down to help the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. One person who went to Twitter and was affected by that news, a notorious celebrity, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, no.
Who had this to say?
I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I would go crazy.
We don't need a crazy OJ. We do not need a crazy OJ.
How crazy are we talking, OJ?
Well, I think we've seen some crazy OJ in the past, haven't we?
How crazy are we talking?
Haven't we?
I'm just saying. Take care.
Okay.
Oh, that jokester OJ. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Be afraid.
I would go crazy.
He says he's going crazy. Be very afraid. What's happening?
All right, so let's just get
step
some
away from OJ.
Let's just get some golf courses open for OJ.
We're gonna need him to be socially distant forever.
All right.
So weird.
Okay. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I was walking my fat son.
Fred.
Sorry, not fat son. I normally say fat son, Fred.
Some people know it. That's your cat.
That's my cat,
they
right.
They need to know.
Yeah, I don't walk
they might
my,
not know.
I don't have a son. I have a fat son named Fred, and then I have a fat younger son named Theo. That's our little gerbil.
Oh.
Who I'm waiting to turn into. It's a dwarf hamster, and did I say gerbil? I a dwarf hamster, and God, never mind. Can I start over?
Yes.
The point of my story is I was walking my dog.
Okay.
Who's a female?
Fiona.
Her name's Fiona. She's
okay.
Fat.
She, all right.
She is
are
getting
all of
chubby.
Your animals portly?
Yeah,
what
they
is happening?
Are
you
they
feeding
are.
Them too much?
No, it's just this social quarantine thing. They're
oh,
just.
They're
I think they're stress eating.
Oh, they're stress eating.
I
Got
think
it.
So.
You think they're picking up on the corn? They're like, you people are around a lot God. More, and I'm uncomfortable
Guys,
with
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry. Can I start over one more time?
Take three.
I was on a walk with my dog yesterday, and I ran into my neighbor.
Okay.
And we were talking about.
What are you talking about? I'm invested. We've gone this far, man. You got a bit of story. What were you talking about?
We were talking about the coronavirus.
Who are you?
And anyways, he works for JCPS. His name's Mike. He posted a Spirit Week next week for JCPS to
oh
do
my gosh,
socially.
Yes.
It's our buddy.
Guys. All
anyways.
Right.
I don't know why it took me so long to get there.
Yeah, you figured out you needed to trim some of the fat in your story. We got there eventually. I love that. I love that we can all be here as you're crafting your stories and you're self-editing. And
you know, eventually I'll be able to get it right the first time, but that would be boring for you to listen to, what, right?
Oh, it's behind the scenes, like, you know, they can see you working it out.
So yeah, JCPS is going to do a little Spirit Week. He ended up tweeting it last night as well.
Great.
That students can use the hashtag Quarantine Spirit Week.
All right. So what are we supposed to wear?
And they can post up, you know, their spirit wear every day of the week next week.
Monday is Maori Monday.
Yeah.
So Hawaiian shirts.
Right.
Tuesday, Twin Tuesday, coordinate with your quarantine companion. That's
there,
cute.
There you go. Yeah. Wednesday is Mean Girl Wear Pink.
Okay.
But we dress Mean Girl or another character from a film, TV, or Broadway. So they're using that as like film, TV, Broadway, stuff like that.
All right.
Thursday, Throwback Thursday.
Of course it is.
Yep, your favorite,
like your favorite decade.
And then Friday, it's football season. It's your spirit, school colors. It's all that stuff. So
fun stuff.
So Quarantine Spirit Week going on next week at JCPS. And I found that out on a walk with my dog. I ran into our buddy Mike.
That's a bow on your story right there. You reached the finish line, Sparky. We're really happy for
you.
I got there.
And we talked about my fat son, Fred, who was not a part of the story.
Your cat,
Theo,
and your
who's not a gerbil.
Gerbil.
No, not a gerbil.
Oh,
it's a hamster.
Just a hamster.
But by the way, Theo is a little hamster, and we and
it's like a dwarf hamster?
Well, and listen, the hamster is a dwarf hamster, right? And I am waiting for this dwarf hamster to turn into a little orange because that is apparently, according to the Google, what these little dwarf hamsters, they're like the little fat dwarf hamsters. So
they
I'm excited.
They turn into oranges?
No, they look like an orange.
Okay.
They like are round like a...
Like a little clementine?
Like a fat little clementine.
All right.
I know. I'm kind
this
of,
sounds fun.
Kind of waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, quite the menagerie of animals at your house. And apparently they're all portly.
All right. So Quarantine Spirit Week going on next week.
What a way to get there.
Golly. A lot of these late night shows are going to a more like iPhone handheld format for their shows. Jimmy Fallon being one who is actually kind of setting up a camera and having his wife film it. And what was it last
night?
His
kids are doing the graphics.
Yeah.
He did the monologue from his porch. He brought out a laptop that had sound effects, applause, laughter.
Listen,
after every joke
that is
hits the button,
a reality that I think a lot of us are going to experience. Now the good thing for us is we're used to not hearing any sort of laughter ever.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, we just kind of put it out there,
we soldier through
and hope that there's maybe one person that laughs. But our reality,
I'm kind of like the laugh track of the show.
Our reality could be that we are not necessarily doing the show from the studio in the future, just because of how things may be progressing, and so we may be separated and in our own homes, with which we might have to
be awkward.
Utilize some sort of laugh track. You know, for our show.
Are you getting together like a little...
I don't know.
A little arsenal of stuff to use?
I have...
Like buttons?
I have a few buttons. We'll see if these work for us. So...
Okay.
Like, you know, you laugh, you lose is coming up. So, you know, we're telling jokes.
Oh, wow. Are you going to use a laugh track during You Laugh, You Lose? Because that could be what takes me down.
I don't... Well, don't give secrets out there, Kelly.
Well, I'm just saying... it's kind of a genius new layer to add to it that, like, you know, something else that we have to overcome.
The O.J. Simpson, you know, hopefully he's not going to go crazy, like he says, because of a lack of golf courses.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to survive the bit. I'm not going to. I'm not going to. This is going to be so hard for me.
Did you hear about the elephants that wandered into the abandoned Chinese village?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Got drunk on corn wine.
This is not going to be good. I don't know if you're allowed to use that. Oh, that's a dirty pool. Oh, it is. Oh, it is. It's so cheese-tastic.
I know. It is pretty bad. I gotta
be
honest.
It's so bad.
Burger King offering free kids' meals in the United States starting next week.
Yes. Clap for that. That All is right. good news.
That works.
This is great.
That works.
This is really amping up the production value of the show already.
Of the show, I feel like. Yeah.
Yes.
Netflix reducing streaming quality in Europe. Now we're going to not be able to Netflix and chill.
From what year is that?
I don't know. Some of these laugh tracks are not necessarily as solid as some of the other ones.
Okay. That's good. That sounded like something was real hilarious.
Right. Really funny there.
Yeah, really funny.
Yeah, like Kelly K's hair.
Well, you gotta be hateful. We gotta be so hateful.
Or your sweatshirt.
My sweatshirt is really nice.
No, it's really lovely.
It's cute. All right, looks like watercolor painting.
I don't know. Do we don't use a laugh track.
No, I feel like we do.
Well, if we use a laugh track, it's only one side. I have the buttons.
I know.
So,
well, you just hit it after every joke. Every joke is going to have laughter, right? No?
I wouldn't play fair.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, the cards would be stacked against you, Kay.
Unfair advantage.
It would be.
I feel like, though, the entertainment value of the bit will be exponentially raised if you're tossing out bad laughter after the joke, especially if the jokes are not great.
I know.
All
right. So anyways, You Laugh, You Lose coming up here in just about 6 minutes from right now. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and it's You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one who cracks loses. The score is 6-5. I have the slight advantage. Kelly, however, holds the trophy. Losers go first. Kelly, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Wait. Now, are you going to be bringing out your secret weapon?
Is that fair? Are you going to cry foul if you lose because of... If you cry foul, then I'm not going to do it.
Looking at the level of my jokes, I feel like it might add to it.
All right, well.
And also make it difficult because I feel like it's going to be my kryptonite.
We shall see. All right, here we go.
All right.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of her chapstick this morning.
Oh, wow.
I know. I think she's mad. She still hasn't spoken to me.
Solid start. That was probably not necessary.
Okay.
That's pretty solid.
You laugh, you lose.
What do you call it when a group of apes start a company?
What do you call it when a group of apes start a company?
Monkey business.
All right. Kelly, how do you get into Hogwarts?
How do you get into Hogwarts?
Through the Dumbledore.
Harry Potter humor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is faster, hot or cold?
Which is faster?
Hot. Because you can catch a cold. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Why do people from Alabama always share their pants with their siblings?
Why do people from Alabama always share their pants with their siblings?
Keep the pest genes within the family.
Okay. You want to hit your little button or?
Yeah. Okay. You laugh, you lose.
Why did the hot dog wear a sweater?
Why?
It was a chili dog.
Ah, yeah. You know, Kelly, due to the quarantine, I'll only be telling inside jokes.
That's pretty good.
Mm.
That's good.
Mm.
What kind of egg did the devil chicken lay? Let me start that over.
Oh, wow.
What kind of egg did the evil chicken lay?
What kind of egg did the evil chicken lay?
A deviled egg.
Wow. That was... Okay.
It helps when I don't mess it up first.
Sure. Kelly, I made a playlist for hiking.
Yeah?
Music from Peanuts, the Cranberries, and Eminem. Call it my trail mix.
Oh, you just got a little bit of laughter on that one.
Yeah, just a little one.
Okay. What do you call a sad strawberry?
What do you call a sad strawberry?
A blueberry.
Okay. You know, I tried juggling some candy bars.
Yeah?
But I kept dropping them. You could say I have butterfingers.
It's a peanut gallery there, isn't it?
They love it.
What do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards?
What do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards, Kelly?
A receding hairline.
Hmm. What did the fish say when it hit the wall?
What did the fish say when it hit the wall?
Damn!
Yeah. Yeah. Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
Faux drizzle.
You all right?
Oh, come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you.
You laugh, you lose. Why did the woman set her bra in front of a mouse hole?
Why did the woman set her bra in front of a mouse hole?
She was setting a booby trap. Look at that. Look at that. It worked.
Why
is it worked?
Boobs always take me down. Why? Why is it?
Give me that trophy,
boobs
Kate. Give me that trophy, Kelly.
Die.
Look at that. Oh. The victory goes to me. You laugh, you lose.
That was cheap. It was cheap. It was dirty. It was dirty. Dang it.
There it is. You laugh, you lose. I'm sorry. It's... You laugh, you lose.
Give yourself your laugh track.
99.7 DJX. It is 8:08. It's going to get colder today as the temperature just keeps dropping. It was 71 about an hour ago. It's 68 now. So going to wind up tomorrow being only a high of about 48. So enjoy. Socially distance yourself and sanitize.
That's right.
It's our word.
Sanitize, self-quarantine.
It's our word of the day here.
Social distance.
On 99.7 DJX FM. Hard for me with my sanitized hands to push the button.
I was going
to
say, is it going to work?
It'll work. It works.
All right.
Look at that.
That's good.
All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from the team at reservations.com. They illustrated 20 of the largest city parks around the U.S., and they featured Jefferson Memorial Forest.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of fun. So experts like Dr. William Schaffner from Vanderbilt University, an infectious disease expert, says for, you know, those of us who are still healthy, it's not necessary to lock yourself in your house the entire time. The park's a great place to get out, get some healthy, fresh air, plenty of space that's recommended for the 6-foot radius of the social distancing.
Yes.
So it's kind of fun. The fact that it was highlighted, pointed out.
Nationally?
Yeah, 20 of the largest city parks across the nation, they decided to choose Jefferson Memorial Forest as one of the big ones to highlight. So get out there, enjoy nature in a socially distant, healthy way.
Yeah, I actually posted on DJX's Insta story.
You did? You were walking your dog.
Walking a dog in the park.
Yeah.
In the rain.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
There you go. That's your feel good. The Weeknd, 99.7, DJX just released a new album, and there's no features on any of the tracks. It's just The Weeknd. So
no guest singers.
No guest singers on anything. And he says he's got a special message for everyone impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, saying that let the music heal us all during these dark times.
Okay. That would be great if...
Thank you, The Weeknd.
Yes.
For
it,
that,
it could actually like kill a virus or something. But
appreciate that.
Physically, it's not going to cure you. He's hoping to lift your spirits.
We don't know that.
Okay.
Just as you know, several I don't know, like prison camps were playing like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera music as torture. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't think it's the same effect.
Maybe it has that same effect on the coronavirus.
That'd be great. But I don't think so.
I mean, you're probably right.
I wouldn't hinge my hopes on it.
I'm not going to hinge my hopes on it either. But
right.
The Weeknd is saying now that I think he's probably just giving us a hook because he's releasing an album during a global pandemic.
Listen, buy my album.
I know.
It will make you feel so much better.
Listen, I know things are bad right now.
But hey, buy my album for $14.99. Is that what it called? I don't know.
I tell you what, you do me this solid, and someday maybe I'll do something for you.
Yeah.
Well, on the heels of people putting Christmas lights up to celebrate just...
Well, lifting spirits.
Lifting spirits,
yeah.
And driving people around during March and looking at the pretty lights to socially distance themselves. Hallmark Channel running a Christmas movie marathon this weekend.
I love it.
Look at that.
Winning.
I know, right?
Winning at life.
So it's going to include, just a bunch of Hallmark movies.
It's like 27 of them, right?
Yeah.
Starting at noon today through like Sunday.
Right. I don't think it's any like, it's not going to be like.
They're not new ones.
It's not going to be like Elf. Or like...
No, it's their Hallmark
it's
Channel
the Hallmark
movies.
Christmas
yes.
movies, right.
The romantic ones.
Right, the ones where
yes.
the plot line is just about the same on every single one
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
Right, right. So,
exactly. and it doesn't matter because people are eating this up. They're like, yes, this is what we need. We need Christmas in March again because you know what? You know what happens at Christmas time? It's happiness. Happiness.
I don't think Santa Claus is going to come, though,
no,
in March.
No, he's not. And that was one parent. Pointed that out. It's just like, hey, how are you going to explain to my four-year-old that Santa is not swinging by for
Santa's
a second pass in March?
Right, exactly.
To drop more stuff down the chimney. That's not happening.
Yeah, that is definitely not happening.
No.
But there you go. Hallmark Channel running a Christmas movie marathon this weekend. So that's kind of exciting for those of you who like Christmas movies. Of course, you could get on Netflix and watch Elf or watch a bunch of other Christmas movies, I guess, if you want.
But not the Hallmark Channel ones. You got to go to the Hallmark Channel for the Hallmark Channel ones.
Right, right. So
all the love.
All right. So there you go. A little Christmas cheer.
The falling in love with the D-list actors. Yes.
That's what we need.
That
in this
is
time.
Awesome.
Get some text messages here from some listeners. 502-571-9970. Just talking about how Hallmark Channel is doing a Christmas weekend marathon of a bunch of Christmas Hallmark movies. James writes, are they going to play Die Hard, LOL?
Oh, listen.
First of all, we're not going to get into that debate of whether or not Die Hard's a Christmas movie or not. It is not. But here's the thing. It's only Hallmark movies. So
yes, it's Hallmark Channel movies.
Yeah, any popular movie that you would have seen in the theater is not going to be featured. It's only the movies that are played strictly on Hallmark.
Right.
So there's that. Holly texts in and says, well, this calls for a special song.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. It has zero to do with it.
I mean, we played Dominic the Donkey yesterday.
I think that was good.
It was this. Wow, how are we even going into Kelly K. Christmas?
No.
It's, right now.
Listen, the only thing on my grown-up Christmas list is for coronavirus to get out of here.
All right.
That's it. That's all we need.
That's what you wished for Santa?
That's it. That's my grown-up Christmas list.
All right.
Santa, listen, Santa's not coming. He's not coming right now.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow.
He's not coming right now.
He's staying in the North Pole.
It's March.
I don't think there are any confirmed cases of coronavirus on the North Pole.
No. No, I feel like he's safe.
Yeah.
He's going to stay there, though, in self-quarantine with all the elves.
Let me ask you, do you want, coming up next, mm-hmm. to hear a story about how Las Vegas and the oldest, industry in the world is handling the coronavirus? Or do you want to hear a setting the bar story involving dinosaurs?
Ooh, both sound enticing. Both sound enticing.
I mean, we can get to them both eventually before the end of the show. I'm just asking, what do you want next?
All right. Oh. Because I would say typically we save the Vegas story for later. The kids are...
I was going to say, people's...
They're still at home.
Everybody's schedule is screwed up.
Yeah.
We have no idea who's listening when. So, yeah. I mean, typically it's...
We wait until the kids are at school before we do Las Vegas type stories.
So is that where you want to go?
Las Vegas is the adult playland.
It is an adult playland.
A little bit.
All right.
It's like Disney World for adults.
All right.
Kind of.
I would...
So we'll do that one. Let's just get out of the way.
Okay.
Let's just get that out of the way.
Okay. 99.7 DJX streaming The Ben and Kelly Show.com. You can always get us on the smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get podcasts. You can catch up on what you missed, live radio, all that.
We are staying the course. Nothing's changing about what we're doing.
Yet.
Okay.
So there are a lot of businesses, small businesses, large businesses affected by the COVID-19 and a lot of quarantining to help this contain this virus.
And Las Vegas has been taking a hit, right?
It really has, with all of the gaming that has had to been shut down because of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are the strippers going to do?
OMG.
Well,
are they getting creative?
If we turn our attention to Little Darlings.
Little Darlings?
They're in Las Vegas.
So a club there?
Yeah, maybe there's hope.
While many local businesses are closing down or scaling back, Little Darlings Strip Club is staying open and adapting.
Okay,
so they're changing up their model a little bit.
How are they doing this?
They're going to begin offering drive-through strip shows for those who do not want to go inside.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so there's drive-through ones.
So they're going to drive up, park, look through a window.
I'm not exactly sure how that works, whether it's like a drive-through beer cave, kind of like how they do in some of those liquor stores where the strippers are on either side and you kind of drive into a garage and there they are.
Yeah, or, I can't imagine this like already existed.
Oh, I don't know.
Now, starting this weekend, guests will be able to drive through and enjoy a 10-minute show from the comfort and safety of their own car.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
They'll have to pay $100. That's the price tag for this.
Wow.
All right. Seems like a bargain. I don't know.
For 10 minutes?
I have no idea. Never been in those places. I don't know.
Okay. The club will also have nude hand sanitizer wrestling.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. You got a couple naked ladies wrestling and hand sanitizer? Is that what they're saying?
I mean, if they're not socially distancing themselves because they're wrestling, they need to at least make sure that they're sanitized.
Bathed in hand sanitizer.
Now, the club will also have nude hand sanitizer wrestling.
Yep, we heard that right.
The club says they are taking precautions in order to keep dancers and their guests safe.
All right,
well,
so that's good.
I mean, they have to make a living.
So
that is... Wow.
Drive-through strip shows are a thing now in Las Vegas. And, you know, the drive-through movie theaters have got to be thinking, okay.
Hey. Oh, they're living their best lives right now. I mean, there's not many of them around the country, but that's a safe bet because there you go.
So if you were wondering in all this mess, how were the strippers in Las Vegas going to continue their profession?
It's great that they're still going to be able to be on the job.
So I got a notice on my Nextdoor app. Do you have that? The Nextdoor app?
I don't have Nextdoor app.
It's
what
like
is that?
For like neighborhoods to kind of have a little community of people who are regionally close to each other. Like it's a neighborhood.
No, see, we just do neighborhood Facebook groups.
So anyways, there was a notice I got. Does anyone know of a store that still has toilet paper? We're down to one roll.
Oh gosh, so, that's been a commonly posted question.
So I want to highlight one of my friends on Facebook. His name is Russ. I've known Russ for a long time.
I know Russ too, right? He's a mutual friend.
Nope.
No, different Russ?
Different Russ.
Okay.
Different Russ. And you'll soon find out why you don't want to necessarily have the same.
Okay.
So anyways, Russ, I love this guy. He, a long time ago, told me a story about his bathroom routine.
When you say bathroom routine, like getting ready in the morning or going the number one, the number two?
Like shower, number one, number two, all that.
All of
that. His routine.
Okay.
So I only bring this up because he recently posted on Facebook that he doesn't understand why anybody is freaked out about this toilet paper shortage. And he said, if you live in a house or a home or an apartment with a bathroom that has running water and a shower, you shouldn't ever have to use toilet paper ever.
Okay.
And so.
So he's saying use the sink and the shower as like a bidet?
That's what he put on Facebook. And it reminded me of the story that he told me several years ago regarding his routine. You ready for it? And I'm going to now bless you with this.
Well, all right.
Buckle up.
I'm bracing myself.
So Russ said, okay, so what I do is I go and do my business in the toilet first.
That's great. He's still using the toilet. Awesome. I'm on board so far.
And then I just get up, go into the shower, take a shower, use soap, wash my parts, make sure I wash my hands so I don't get pink eye, and I'm good.
Pink eye. Okay, great.
That's what he said.
That's what he does.
So
he never...
He doesn't use toilet paper. Now I can see and I can understand and appreciate the fact that he is a man.
Yes.
And so he doesn't necessarily have to blot and dab for other... for number ones.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, he can get a pass for that. It's pretty easy.
Sure.
It's the number two sometimes that can be dicey.
So his solution to that is...
Take a shower.
Do your business, then take a shower.
Okay. How many showers is he taking?
Maybe he just does like one morning constitution. And maybe that's his regular routine.
Is that healthy? Just once a day?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not a doctor. I only went to a half a semester of pre-med.
Where's Dr. Oz when you need him? He's really the one that sets the standard for that, right?
Tiffany texts in, please don't ever shake this man's hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. I mean.
That would make me pause.
He does make sure that he says, make sure that you then wash your hands.
Especially under the nails.
It's all there in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, do we trust body wash enough?
I go back to the Nextdoor app, and I almost want to reply, well, you could do as my friend Russ does, and you could...
Do the business then shower.
Business then shower model.
Okay, all right. I don't think that's going to work for my life.
Listen, most in of the times time. Of stress and need,
yeah,
sprouts ingenuity.
Right. Yes. Progress.
And alternative methods.
Alternative methods.
So.
I don't foresee that catching on like wildfire, per se.
I'm telling you what.
So great of him to share.
Other people, please don't ever share the soap with Russ.
Graphic detail.
Yeah. Yeah. He was married. I don't think he is anymore. But
I'm beginning to see why.
I don't know if that was the reason, but anyways.
It might be a factor in my world.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. As promised, you're setting the bar story involving a dinosaur. So if you can manage to make it through the day without dressing as a dinosaur and trying to get out of your quarantine, you're doing okay.
So when you say dressing as a dinosaur, are we talking about the inflatable T-Rex costume?
Yes, we are. And this out of Spain, which was hit in especially hard with the coronavirus, there was a lockdown for the entire country.
Dang.
And so quarantine and police were basically patrolling and allowing people to basically walk their dog. However, not like just walk around for no reason, basically.
Okay.
And so this person was trying to skirt their quarantine by walking around in a dinosaur suit.
It is kind of genius, though.
A video was captured from a street camera.
I mean, don't you think? In theory, it's kind of a genius idea. Aren't you quarantined inside that costume? I mean, we have one.
Yeah.
Should we walk around in the dinosaur costume to get around town now? Should we go to the grocery store in the dinosaur costume?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, but they say no.
Yeah,
that didn't work there.
The police actually posted the video on their Facebook page saying that
this is not going to fly.
Yes, you can walk your dog, just not walk around in a dinosaur suit.
Good note.
Anyways, setting the bar, if you can just manage to make it through the day without dressing as a dinosaur to try to get out of your quarantine, you're doing okay.
Give them style points, though, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's creativity at its finest. You're thinking outside the box right now, aren't
Again,
we not?
Ingenuity.
Yeah. Let's find a new method.
Finding new methods to do the same things. That's what we can all take from this.
Yeah.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJ X, socially distancing ourselves from one another and sanitized and ready for you. By the way, we are... still here powering through, even with the quarantines, the social quarantines that a lot of people and businesses are taking. In fact, our own business is pretty much quarantining the rest of the staff.
Except for us essential employees.
Right. So this is Kelly and I being essential, trying to keep our 6-foot distance from one another, trying to sanitize and stay safe.
I feel essential, don't you?
I definitely do feel essential. I will say... got a text from Lydia that says, I just want to say that my entire life has been turned upside down in the past week, and your all's show is literally the only sense of normalcy I get anymore.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm so thankful that you guys are still on the air making me laugh. Thank you so much. Wow.
That's awesome.
I know.
I mean, thank you for taking the time to tell us that.
Well, and...
And for still hanging with
literally,
us.
Literally, we're not doing anything. We're just coming in, sanitizing and pushing the mic button on.
And then sanitizing it again.
Right.
But see, here's the thing, though. We know that a lot of you out there are very routine-oriented in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are used to listening to us on your way to work, school, all that stuff. So we appreciate the fact that you're still listening, even though you're not on your regular commutes.
Right. And your routine may be all... discombobulated and all that stuff. Right, for sure.
Maybe you're sleeping longer.
So you can catch up on the podcast if you want, WDJX.com, or ask Alexa to launch 99.7DJX and get the podcast, get live radio, get all that, because we can give you real life updates on what is happening here in the world on DJX. All right, you feel good? Do this every single hour, spreading a little bit of a smile and joy to your life.
Couple of examples of some local companies stepping up to the plate. Masterson's Catering posted a picture up on Facebook of all of the meals that they have been making and distributing, 9,000 meals in one day for the elderly in town that they're just donating and distributing. And they look really tasty.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So good to them. They catered my wedding. They were amazing. I can
attest.
Remember
their that.
Food is delicious. So this is not subpar free food they're handing out. 9,000 meals. That's pretty great. And then a shout out to, I saw this post on the Facebook group Louisville Takeout.
Mm-hmm.
Laura is a delivery driver for Panera. She posted, "We ran out of cinnamon scones, so I called my next customer to see if she wanted something a little different. It was then that she told me that the order was for her 82-year-old friend who lives alone and is having a tough time with all of this. So she asked me to relay to her that she's loved. It brought a smile to her face when I relayed that message, and Aww. To mine, too. I never imagined this job could be so important, let alone rewarding. Keep your chins up out there."
All right.
So, yeah.
There you go.
A couple of examples of some local guys just really, and local girls.
Yeah.
Stepping up to the plate and just helping other humans.
Good.
Just doing what they do.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good thing we're not in Europe, and hopefully this doesn't happen here in the United States, but Netflix is going to be reducing streaming quality in Europe for at least the next couple... month to prevent the internet literally from collapsing.
Oh, wow.
Under all the people who are streaming and Netflix and on, you know, house quarantine and everything and doing that. So, they did say that they would reduce the bitrate of all of its video streams for 30 days. And that'll probably reduce Netflix traffic on European networks by around 25%. So
Dang.
Right now, that isn't the case here in the United States, but I mean, we could see something like that coming, I would imagine, right?
Possibly.
By the way, Netflix has released their what is coming in April list and what is leaving in April list, which can always come to a shock, especially if like one day you look and you're like, oh, okay, that's there. You know what? I'm going to catch it next, you know, tomorrow. And then you go back tomorrow and it's gone and you're like, oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
That is tough.
Yeah. So we've got the list up at WDJX.com or Facebook and Twitter. You can always catch it there at 99.7DJX. But, you know, Lethal Weapon, if you were a fan of the old Lethal Weapon movies.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That's popping in. 40 Days and 40 Nights popping in the month of April. The old classic movie with Robert De Niro, Taxi Driver.
Oh, wow.
That's in there.
Dang.
The Social Network.
Oh, well, that seems fairly recent.
That's like
be eliminated forever.
No, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. These are all things that are coming.
Oh, okay.
Did I not make that clear?
No,
sorry.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, these are all things that are coming in April.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, like the Social Network, that's
Jesse
one of
Eisenberg
them.
About Facebook.
Right. And Justin Timberlake was in there, too.
Yes, exactly.
Remember that? So, yeah, the bunch of. Do you want me to tell you some of the ones that are leaving?
Yeah, tell me the ones that are leaving so we can prepare our bodies.
The Great Train Robbery.
I've never seen that one.
American Odyssey.
Don't know that one either.
Chewing Gum.
I think we're okay with that.
Okay. Residue.
I don't know that one either. Okay, so this is good.
Save Our Shelter.
You know what? Go ahead, clean out the closet, Netflix. That's fine.
All right.
We can do away with all those. I've never even heard of them.
All right, so there you go.
Good
you can
news.
See the entire list up. Like I said, WDJX.com.
There's some vintage movies in there. Like a lot of kids can get edumacated.
Edumacated on the old classics.
Old school Hollywood.
There you go. Run away, run away. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I know your world has been kind of turned upside down, but we've got updates. We've got podcasts that you can relive. Kelly and I are continuing to do the show.
We're doing some videos, too.
Yep, videos. Absolutely, yeah. And the entire staff is getting into doing more videos with things that you can do while self-quarantined and by keeping a social distance and
yeah,
all that
stuff.
Yeah,
we're still doing some stuff in the studio here of some of our bits, so.
I will say one of the side effects of quarantine is it's really hard to end phone calls now.
Uh-huh.
You can't really say, all right, I got to run.
Because you have nowhere to go.
Because there's really nowhere
to go.
They
know. They know you don't have to. You're not leaving your house.
I ran into that already.
I got to.
I was like,
I got to go in the next room.
Okay, I got to.
I'll get great signal there.
I mean, we're literally all on our cell phones, like from our house.
Yeah.
So it's not like, okay, I gotta, something's in the oven.
See, naturally at my house, something just happens. Some sort of crisis involving the kids or the dogs or something that I need to tend to.
So
that's typically
a good,
my out.
That's a good excuse for you.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh yeah, the dog just did something. I gotta run.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
And plus, like usually I'm talking to my mom and dad and they love to sit and chat and I love to talk to them too, but
there it is.
9 times out of 10, we're getting interrupted by a crisis.
All right. So yeah, there you go.
So get some crisis in your house and then you can get off your phone calls.
Okay. There you go. But yeah, make sure that you follow at 99.7DJX on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook, because, or even on YouTube. I mean, we'll be posting videos and stuff like that. Hopefully, you know, you'll be staying sane and keeping getting work done in your new reality.
I'm warning you, I'm putting my kids and my dogs up there because they're way more entertaining.
I mean, that is true.
So get ready for it.
Yeah. That is true. I don't know how.
I know.
I don't know how.
I just turn it on like a switch when I'm here and then it goes away. All my entertainment value just leaves as soon as I leave the studio.
So, some say that it leaves before you enter the studio, but there you go. Oh, there it is. There it is. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I love the laugh track.
Thank you, everyone.
I want it
Thank
to stay.
Thank you, everyone. All right.
It needs to be permanent.
So, yeah, catch up on what you missed on the podcast, WDJX.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Thank you very much. Have a good, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.